Some big questions are opening pro-life dialogue in the United States. What does roughing it mean in Missions? And the cycling pianist is making his way across the states for a cause. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. U.S. healthcare provider Planned Parenthood has some big questions to answer. A video just came out accusing the group of selling tissues and organs from aborted babies. Colleen Geisel heads up the Alpha Women's Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I have been aware of these kind of allegations in the past concerning abortion providers, and this type of thing is just not in the best interest of women.
Alpha walks alongside women facing unexpected pregnancies and helps them to explore their options. Part of that involves meeting their baby through a free ultrasound.
We have about an 80% change in heart. About 4 out of 5 women that come in abortion-minded or vulnerable really do change their heart once they see that baby on the screen.
And the gospel is woven into each Alpha program, from mentoring to the GED classes.
The basis of everything that we do is a model of Jesus.
From shocking injustice to an unexpected directness, things in Nepal are actually turning a corner. Reach Global says for 15 years, a church planter struggled against strong opposition in his community. But when the quake hit, the church opened its doors for shelter and provided emergency relief. Amid the chaos of fear, suddenly, the gospel message was making sense to people who were finally willing to hear it out. As the churches of Nepal reach out to their neighbors, pray for continued openness. You're listening to Mission Network News. So when it comes to reaching out to your neighbor among the shepherds of Lesotho, what does that actually look like? For the team from Africa Inland Mission, it looks like roughing it as they live for a couple of years alongside the herd boys. Building friendships, these missionaries also play music, games, and share stories about Jesus with them. One team member's nearly finished building his own 3-string guitar so he can better learn some of the shepherd's music, because that, too, is a message of the heart. As you listen to these stories, do you feel like God's calling you to missions, but you don't know exactly where to start? Well, Pioneers USA can help. People can take an extended mission trip through its venture program to share Christ and discover God's will for their lives. Pioneers' Jacob Hancock.
It's somewhat taken on a new flavor now, where we're having a lot more millennials come in and just desire to have some experience overseas, to be able to spend 6 months, a year overseas, to be able to really get a good taste of what it's like to be there.
Plus, in the last couple of years, Pioneers has seen a huge shift in its ministry. Younger people are especially becoming interested in long-term missions, and they're seeking direction.
There's really two types of people that we work with. Some of those people have a specific skill that they want to use overseas. So that could be anything from being an English teacher to being a nurse, or pretty much anything in between. The other type of people that we work with are really just trying to figure out what the next step is.
If you're looking for opportunities, go to missionnews.org and look for the highlighted links. And take a minute to think about how far 3,500 miles actually is. It's the distance from Washington State to North Carolina. And that's how far cycling pianist Alan Curtis Tripp is biking to help build funds and awareness for a Kids Alive International project.
What I'm trying to raise up is an orphanage for 12 children in Haiti. And the purpose of that is to get them off the street. If they didn't have that house, they might not survive.
Obviously, there have been a lot of challenges along the way, but Tripp says Jesus is providing and keeping him safe.
It makes you realize how important life is and how we only have a certain amount of time here to do what God's called us to do.
Tripp can do the cycling, but he's asking for your help to transform these kids' lives by supporting an orphanage.
We've raised about $3,000 so far, but it actually costs $60,000 to raise up the Haiti house, and I'm just going on faith that he'll provide the rest.
The last day is July 24th. Go to our website to donate, because every dollar helps. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What good news you won't get anywhere else for free? Sign up for our daily e-news blast. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner, fill out the info, and you'll get news you can do something about. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.